I'm going to switch gears a little bit as well. As you know, I serve as the chair of the Western Hemisphere Subcommittee, and so there's a lot to talk about. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Fast and Furious. And specifically, at what point did the State Department learn of Operation Fast and Furious?
Congressman, I don't know the exact time. I can tell you that based on our information from the part of the State Department that would deal with this kind of issue, we have no record of any request for coordination. We have no record of any kind of notice or heads up. And, you know, my recollection is that I learned about it from the press. That's my recollection.
So I think then I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyways. Did the State Department issue the Justice Department a license or a written waiver in order to allow for the transfer of thousands of weapons across the U.S.-Mexico border?
Well, Congressman, you know, this is the first time I've been asked this, and I can tell you that based on the record of any activity by the Bureau that would have been responsible, we see no evidence, but let me do a thorough request to make sure that what I'm telling you reflects everything we know.
Thank you. That would be greatly appreciated. And I wrote a letter to you yesterday. I'm sure you got it and you've read it.
Yeah. I thought it was for my birthday.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Under the Arms Export Control Act, the Justice Department was required to receive a written waiver from the State Department to account for their intent to cause arms to be exported to drug cartels in Mexico. If no such waiver was received, Justice Department officials have violated the law, and you would agree with that, correct?
I cannot offer an opinion.
Well, you would agree.
I don't know. I mean, this is the first time I'm being asked. I have no.
I'm not asking you if there was such a written, but if they hadn't asked and hadn't received by law, the Justice Department would be violating U.S. law.
I cannot offer you any opinion on that. I don't have the information or any analysis. I can only tell you the facts as we know them in the State Department.
Okay. Well, I will submit then and say that if the law says that they have to get a written. If the State Department is required to give a written waiver for the cause of arms to be exported to drug cartels in Mexico, and if they didn't do that and that didn't happen, then they are in violation of the law.